Hi, this is a bad Robert Plant impression, and we want to thank you for listening to the Loftus Party Podcast.
I.
There you go. See? It was just insanity. I like to do fun openings there, Liberty Gypsy. We got some feedback from the listeners. They're not big fans of the Liberty Gimlet.
Yeah, no, I don't even remember how that one originated. So
the gypsy thing
no, the
is
gypsy
from you moving
thing,
all over
yeah,
the place.
No, I got
kid.
That. I got that. The gimlet,
and
I
gimlet,
don't remember.
Yeah, it's just a little wordplay. Just a little wordplay.
Ah.
So much going on in the news. We're jumping in. We're not going to be like those other lame-o podcasts where it's all just fluff, 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 and then they barely get to anything. We're jumping in. Number one with a bullet, and I think we have to talk about it. We don't have to talk about it, but I think we will because it'll be fun. The whole Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yeah, ew.
Well, it's the pot calling the kettle black. You know, the big celebrities, the loud ones that are always talking about politics and shame on you for not doing equal pay and shame on you for discriminating against women. Shame on you for blah, 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 blah. Now, here it is. It turns out there's a lot of allegations. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this. I'm a big, big fan of innocent until proven guilty. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of accusations out there against Harvey Weinstein doing some pretty despicable stuff around the ladies.
Yep.
However, I will say this, I'm in no way condoning his behavior. This has been going on since there were movies.
Well, I mean, you certainly have heard things like that. I mean, this is also the Hollywood elite are the ones that still applaud, you know, Woody Allen and Roman Polanski. So, come on.
You know what? In Woody's defense, I can't do a Woody Allen. The moose was furious in Woody. In Woody Allen's defense, he and Sun Yi, they're still together. They're still together. So
still creepy. Sorry.
It is creepy. It doesn't make sense on paper. However, they're still together. So whatever. Here's the deal. There's and this just occurred to me as I was saying it. Like in silent movies, I'm sure there were women doing things to get into the movies. And I'm sure there were men abusing the power. Like, hey, if you do this, I'll put you in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a silent film star named Fatty Arbuckle. You ever heard of Fatty Arbuckle?
I have heard of Fatty Arbuckle.
That's great. Not a lot of people have. However, he was kind of set up, framed. There was like a big orgy at some, I think it was like the Roosevelt Hotel in LA back in the day. Just ended up destroying his career. He did get work. He worked again later in his career under another name. But it seems like it's one of those things that's never going to go away.
Right.
Hi, my name is Harvey Weinstein, and I'm a big Jabba the Hutt looking, not the finest specimen of humanity. I make a lot of movies, and you are? Oh, I'm Jane Doe, and I want to be in the movies. Well, I think I could put you in a movie, but this is a very sexual part. Huh, I'm a very sexual person. Bada bing, bada boom. It's not a long trip down the how does this happen highway.
No, not at all. And it's not, I guess, a long trip to figure out how it happens in most cases. And I think, you know, in at least some of this behavior, there's some complicit on both sides, right? You want to be in the movies. If that's the price you're willing to pay, that's the price you're willing to pay.
Yes.
I mean, I hate to say that as a woman, I guess, but I mean, in a lot of cases, these women are making a conscious choice, whether it's in business, whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's anywhere. And, you know, in some cases where, you know, it was truly unwanted or felt dangerous, certainly that's a problem. But in the vast majority of them, that's not how it rolls.
Well, it's horrible to say, however, and this is going to be like, it's gross generalizations here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking in just complete and total stereotypes. Someone who wants to be famous,
mm-hmm.
I think there's something fundamentally broken about 99% of those people. There's
really?
Something. Oh yeah, and also, and I'm talking about myself here too. There's something. It's a character flaw of mine, and I've talked about this with other comedians. What is? And I'll tell you, there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with most comedians. There's something wrong with performers. I feel better when I go up and tell jokes in front of 50 people, 100 people, 200 people. I say something and they all laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of was instrumental in making that happen. I feel so much better. Like it literally makes me feel better. I need it. I've tried to go without it. And I always find myself like, I'm going to be going out tonight, this weekend, and doing stand-up. I need that. It feeds me. So if you are a person like that and you're an actress and you want that attention, on some level, I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying the vast majority.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird. It sounds like as I'm saying it, it sounds horrible. Like I'm somehow defending Harvey Weinstein. No. I'm not. However, you've got a perfect recipe. It's the perfect recipe for, wow, you're someone who desperately needs attention, and I'm a guy that can get you all the attention ever. It's like a drug dealer. It's like, wow, I really like Coke. Well, isn't that crazy? I have a storeroom of Coke. Why don't you grab my junk, and I'll get you in that storeroom of cocaine? That's exactly what it is.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you liking to make people laugh means there's something fundamentally broke, and I think that's just a passion for what you like to do and what you're very talented at doing. But I agree with you, this sort of quid pro quo, I mean, and it's not isolated to Hollywood, never has been. You know, there's things in place now where if it's truly abusive and unwanted, there's legal legal things someone can do. But I mean, this has been going on forever because we're men and women, and men and women are different.
Well, yeah. However, in the business world,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to have that that character. I'm going to call it a character defect of this. You want fame. You want the attention. It's why I've always said, like, people are like, the Rolling Stones should retire. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Are you completely bonkers? I know how good it makes me feel when 100 people laugh at something mm-hmm. I said. I can't imagine being in a stadium with 90,000 people and you're like, are you ready to rock and roll? And the place goes bonkers. Mick, hopefully those guys will be out there doing it when they're a million years old. However, that kind of character flaw isn't really in business, you know? So if somebody in the business world comes at you like, and it's not like it's not the 1960s and we're living in Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
If someone now working at, you know, Joe Blow's computer factory goes, well, Linda, if you'd like that pig promotion, put your lips on my wiener. She's going to just run screaming. Human resources. But in Hollywood, you're like, boy, do you want to be in the next Star Wars? Put your lips on my wiener. She'll be like, I might do it because it's a trilogy and those movies are going to keep going and there's going to be action figures and everybody's going to look at me and I'll never be poor. It's just it's the perfect storm.
I agree. But, you know, it also, in my mind, it just, the hypocrisy is real.
Oh,
like this whole argument, this whole argument of our pervert is better than your pervert or your pervert is worse than our pervert. I mean, I can't even. They're all just perverts.
Yes. Right. And the hypocrisy is where the silence last night from SNL was deafening.
Oh, like, I know.
Not a word. Nothing. And so everybody in Hollywood is just going to wait to see how the cookie crumbles and if he's really gone, because I don't want to be the person who made fun of him if he manages to scooch out from underneath this and yada, yada. And then here's the other thing that really just like chapped my biscuits, if that's the thing.
It is now.
Is that he comes out with the statement. Yeah. You chapped my biscuit. He comes out with this statement going, yeah, I might have made some mistakes, but here's what I'm going to do. Just like Jay-Z said. What the what? You're quoting Jay-Z? Yeah, in your apology letter? And now you're going to raise money to fight the NRA? Hello? What are you talking about, man? Like, way to pivot. Way to try to pivot and dance your way out of this.
Exactly. But no,
I don't think we're going to be talking about the NRA, Harvey. I think we're going to be talking about you whacking off in front of a Fox reporter, not letting her leave the room,
And then
and
dumping
then
in a plant.
right. However,
I just can't imagine how creepy that's just so creepy.
and that's the other like funny thing about it, because if I had a female boss, I'm
Oh,
just being
God.
honest. Seriously, if I